Hey guys.
Welcome to another episode of Pew Time with Jackie.
And Tony.
And Kermit, apparently. Thought we'd switch it up on you guys. So, we have some gun news left over from last week. We're going to touch on. There's so much. I mean, I'm sure even with the stuff we're adding in now, it's still not even going to cover half of the stuff that SHOT Show and all of its splendor did release. So, let's get into it.
First off, Atlas has released their new gun, the EOS. And it is their steel carry gun. 4 1/4 barrel that's ported. 36 ounces. No mag. 3-pound trigger. Red dot. Yada, yada, yada. The gun felt really good. Comes with two 120 flush mags. One 126 mag. An optic plate of your choice. And soft case. For the low, low price of $6,600.
That's why it felt so good.
Yeah. Well, you were messing with the Erebus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tried out both of them, but the one I was, like, completely glued to was that one. Radian, who you guys have heard us talk about before, they have their Ramjet and Afterburner, which is their threadless barrel and combo for the Glock Gen 3, Gen 4, and Gen 5.
See, just, that 10 times fast.
I couldn't do it again if you paid me. They just came out and announced at SHOT that they are making it now for the 365, which from the looks of it will give it the size and length of an XL.
I'm excited for it because we happen to have a regular 365 upper laying around.
We do?
Yeah, just one of those things that just happens. Don't know how.
Yeah, stuff happens. You know, projects and such.
Yeah.
Don't judge. So, yeah, that would be super cool. I'd love to try that out. And what would be really neat is to put it side by side with the Spectre Comp, because they're both modified to lower recoil.
Yep. See which one is better.
Yep. This next one, I know you're really excited about, so I'll let you just geek out all over it.
Which one?
The next one. I have to show him my notes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, super excited.
Yeah. So, company called Sholo Industries? Sholo Manufacturing?
One of those, I think.
Yeah. To me, they had one of the coolest guns at SHOT Show, and I don't even think it was released this year. I think it's just the model that they offer, but it was so dope. I actually saw it at the Gideon Optics booth. I'm like, what is that? And our buddy Iggy was there. Shout out to Iggy. He knows I love AKs. He's like, Tony, you gotta check this thing out. I look at it. Man, I really need to know more about this. Are they here? Because it was just an AK pistol... ish. It's not a traditional AK, but it's definitely, you could tell when you look at it, it's like, that's some type that has lineage of AK in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks like a Scorpion mag, because it is. So, I was all hot to trot for this. The very next day, we ran straight to the booth, and I'm like, I gotta see this. In their booth, they had amazing demos out.
Tell you guys, he was so geeked. He was at one booth, mid-conversation. I tapped him, I said, I need to use the ladies' room. You'll be here when I come back? It's right around the corner. I came back, the people at the booth looked at me like I had three heads. There was nobody at the booth. I said, and she goes, he's not here. Clearly, he's not here. He was at the Sholo booth.
Yeah, it is, they have pistol and rifle form. The rifle form, I think it was $1,700.
I think that sounds right.
Is what they're going for, you know, carbine length, 16-inch barrels. They use probably the best PCC mag out there. I don't care what anyone says. The Scorpion mag is the best. Just because you don't like the rifle doesn't mean you have to hate the mag design.
Right.
Everything about this thing was just so... I guess if I had to paint a picture an AK... that went through, like, an Industrial Revolution art museum.
Yeah.
And you get this. Like, the safety looks like a steampunk lever. Mm-hmm. It's giant. It's not like press metal. It's a giant piece of steel or aluminum. And you just, it's a big giant, like, here, let me click this.
And I was, like, easily able to operate it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, for me, AKs have always been really difficult. You know, getting the mags in and out, using cycling the action, hitting the safety. It's something that I can do, but it doesn't come easily. I have to struggle for it. This was not that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And it's called the Blackjack 9.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I said the...
You did not.
No. It's a 9mm rifle. People yeah, 17...
hanging on the edge of their seats here.
1749. So what's... Kind of what's the... What's the real point of this rifle that sets it apart from any other blowback is this has its own version of a delayed blowback system. They call it their... what is the name? I think it's a detent, delayed detent blowback system. Mm-hmm. And inside the bolt, they have two detents that it had, the rod has to work past to be able to finish cycling. Kind of like a roller delayed on an HK, but instead of the rollers, they're little detents.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to shoot this thing.
The science behind it, when he actually had the piece in his hand and was showing us like how the internals actually work during it, I was really impressed.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd for like mechanics, so I thought that was really cool.
I cannot wait. Comes with a Magpul 35 rounder, Scorpion mags, takes AK furniture. You can get it with MOE stock or the optional Picatinny rear trunnion area, so then you could run something super cool like a J-Max skeleton stock, which they had dressed to the nines. They had one of their pistol SBRs. Yeah, one of their SBRs. They literally just took the J-Max catalog and like sprinkled it all over their 7.5-inch gun.
Yeah, it looked really good.
So good.
And the color. Yeah. The green.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I was super excited about that gun.
Very.
Another gun I'm actually super excited about is next.
Go on. Tell me more.
So, I've always been a fan of, and you can attest to this, I'm not part of this new, I'm going to be an elitist right now. I've always had a soft spot for the PX4 Storm. Always have. Always shot it. I shot it when it first came out. Loved it. There's not a ton of support for it, so I didn't go that route. But it is a fantastic shooting gun. And now more and more people are coming around. And Ernest Langdon of Langdon Tactical has saved the PX4 single-handedly and kept it in Beretta's catalog by offering his upgrades to that platform.
Are they bringing the sub back?
They're not going to bring the stupid little thing back, no. The little subcompact.
The compact and full size.
Yeah. The ones that matter. The sub one was...
Sub one's the only one that didn't have a rotating barrel, which always, like, threw people off.
Yeah, that thing was an abortion. Even the stupid magazine, it was orb. That is like the... What are those dogs with the punched-in face?
What?
That's what that gun looks like.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, Langdon is coming out with the... Get ready, hold on. Beretta PX4 full-size G-SD by LTT.
What's the G dash? What does that stand for?
So the G is going to be G model, which is decock only.
Mm-hmm.
SD is Super Duty? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So G model, Super Duty.
By Langdon Tactical.
Yeah. And this gun was specifically designed to mimic a gun that Ernest built a long time ago and nicknamed the Cheater Gun. Because this gun has his trigger job, G model, bigger mags, different grip texture, whether it's a rubber grip or stippling, their crazy new flat face trigger. And I believe this one has... Oh yeah, the match hammer trigger. I'm missing one thing.
Do they do anything with the size of the safeties like on the carry model, or are they still large and bulgy?
Oh. The what?
The safeties on the side.
Yeah, they're the G model, so they're the slim safeties. Nice. Thank you. That was one of them. And then you can get the optional SD compensator, which goes on to the rail. So it looks very Mad Max-ish. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure.
Magwell's an option. RDO cut's an option. This is on my list. I want one of these just because it looks like the guns that I put together.
Yep. Never thought I'd have a PX4 in my home, but I guess we're gonna... I've never been a fan of them. I don't like the way they feel in my hand. I don't like the way they shoot. I'm not a fan.
No.
But my best friend, that was the first gun she ever bought, and she loves it. Like, she loves it. And you love it, and other people clearly love it. It's just not my thing. Just like I don't like Crocs. Anyone who says different, fuck yourselves.
So, I think without the comp and the Magwell, if you kind of get it priced out to the nine, it's $1,622.
Okay. So we're in steel frame 92 territory here.
Yeah, but probably shoots better. You know, I was so disappointed with that gun.
See, I was the opposite.
It's because you have baby hands.
That's probably why. I don't like the way the full-size 92 feels. I don't like the way the Beretta Storm feels, but when they came out with their Vertex grips on the 92, love it. It like takes that hump out of the back strap. I absolutely love it. So that's like the only Beretta handgun that I'm like, ooh, everything else is like, eh. I do believe, if you're done geeking on the Beretta, that is the end of the new stuff for this episode. More to come next week. Ha ha ha. We did get some questions submitted. Oh, first, are we can shooting sports?
There you go.
Yeah.
Back on track.
Yeah, back on track. So.
Well, go ahead. You've technically done shooting sports. It just hasn't been in this realm.
Correct. It was in another dimension. Another realm.
So, I'm going to show my nerdy and I'm going to give away my age. Can we do like a little skit where you do like the We Are VR? Did your brother ever watch VR Troopers?
Oh, I don't know.
So it was like a ripoff Power Rangers.
Okay.
But it was, they're like the patrol of the virtual reality.
Oh,
which no. Is where Jackie has been spending a majority of her nights in the Ace virtual shooting simulator thing.
Yes. Lots of time. I have a blister. Or two. I have three-ish blisters on my hands from messing around with the Ace XR. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I'm absolutely exhausted. My shoulders are getting really sore. I think I spent an hour.
I'll just tell the people because you're not going days. To. It's about 500, 750 on the low end. And I think her max for per session now is about 1,500.
Oh, no. Today I shot 3,000.
I'm talking session-wise, not in one go.
Oh, yeah. I had two sessions today and racked up 3,000 rounds. What's your total at? 1,300 my first day, 1,500 my second day. I'm just shy of 6,000 right now.
And you've done this since
Thursday, I think. I didn't plan it the first couple of days that you. The first day you had it, I didn't mess around with it. The second day, I made my account but couldn't get into it, so I just did a round or two on yours.
That's true, because when I went to shoot in real life, is when you went a little wild with it.
I did.
And that was Thursday, and today is, as of this recording, Monday.
Yeah. But I know I didn't use it at all Friday. Friday was my long work day, so I just came home, ate food, go to sleepy bye.
So Thursday,
Saturday, and today.
And Sunday. You missed a day.
I did, somewhere in there. Either way, I've got 3 days worth under my belt, 6,000 rounds, and it tells me how much I've saved in ammunition. which is, it's a lot.
So what is it?
It What's was, the estimated I think savings? The last time I looked at it, it was like 870 something, but that was before I did my last hour session at the end. So I'm probably close to $1,000 in ammunition savings now.
Over that.
Yeah.
Way over that.
Yeah. You think?
Yes.
So yes. It is so crazy how real it feels.
And it's addicting.
I almost broke our house.
Well, that too. Yeah. Hey, be safe. Beware of your surroundings. Make sure you know that where your boundaries are. Set your boundaries correctly.
Yeah. And follow them because they're there and you can see them if you get close to them. But if you're going too fast and you don't know they're there, it's already too late.
So my plan is we're supposed to go do some test fires for some real guns this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to bring the Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to see when, because they inside the game they actually have full stages like classifier stages, the ones where you got a lot of movement.
Oh, we could do that on the upstairs range. Exactly. Where we have all the room to run around. We don't have to
and
worry
we
about
don't have to worry about
stepping
running
on the cats.
Exactly. So I want to be able to run in the game at full speed and see how well does it keep up, how well does it perform.
Take into account the walls are cinder block. And the backstop is steel, so
yeah, but you better there's more than enough room.
Okay.
Because you can't, it has a limit
it's
on how
like
big you can make
the
room. It's
not like tripping over the cat and falling on the couch.
It has a limit on how big you can make the room.
Okay.
So, we'll plenty fine.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Are we doing that tomorrow?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'll do it tomorrow, Eden.
Very exciting. I beat Tony.
You temporarily passed Tony.
Twice.
Temporarily.
But then during that temporarily, he was very frustrated trying to...
Hey, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm very proud of you. There was one in there, our friend was online with me, and he was hearing my frustration going, how did this happen? Why can I not beat this? Like, I was getting so mad, I was fucking up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It just tickled you to your core.
It did. It's really hard for me to beat you at anything shooting related unless it's like slow, untimed accuracy shots.
And then I was complaining towards you. I was trying to come up with excuses towards you like, oh, you're not really gripping the gun. And then you show me your hands and you're like, blisters. I'm like, okay, well, I guess you are gripping the gun, right? Like, you can't get blisters by not gripping the gun.
Right.
And, like, you can see her when she puts the controller down, like, kind of like when you do, like, a heavy deadlift. It takes a minute for you to kind of, like, fully open your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like those, you know, the corpse is in the little tomb and you got to pry their fingers. That's Jackie's hands off the controller.
Yeah. Really, really bad. They're so sore.
It has been a ton of fun. I've been shooting a lot on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's
You
it's
have a lot of rounds downrange. Where are you at?
12,000.
Yeah.
Which I found out is not that much, considering our buddy Tim has 85,000.
Jesus.
And he's had it for 2-ish weeks, maybe 3 weeks longer than us.
Yeah, your numbers and my numbers, those are rookie numbers.
Apparently.
I need a work from home job.
Oh, we should contact Anthony to see how many rounds he has.
Oh, he's probably got... I would be willing to say that he probably has as many rounds as Tim, if not more. Anthony holds a lot of placement on the leaderboards.
For sure more. Anthony's been doing this since they had the old version handset.
Oh, okay.
Yo, yeah.
So, probably well over 100,000, I'm assuming. So, anybody who's like... done USPSA, Steel Challenge, stuff like that, you'll really appreciate this. In the game, they actually have all 8 of the Steel Challenge stages, which is really cool. And I suck a lot more than I remember sucking when I shot real Steel Challenge.
Our fast-talking friend from Chicago is actually surprisingly very good
at Steel Challenge.
Steel Challenge, like, aggravatingly good.
Yeah. Did he try... my favorite stage, Hoser 1. That's the one I beat you on.
That one he's not... He can't pull the trigger fast enough yet. that he wants to work up to that one, but that's his new goal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. And what's really funny is that I always had a difficult time squeezing the trigger that fast. But I think it's because during the recoil, I'm tensing up more. I'm tensing up more during recoil and getting like a trigger freeze type thing happening. So I think that might be what's going on. But yeah, they have the steel challenges. They have, what's really funny, you shot a match on Sunday, which I know obviously we'll talk about that more because that's our week in shooting. But you shot a match on Sunday, and the classifier at that match is also in this game. So after you showed me your shooting video of that classifier, and I was doing the game, I was like, oh my god, this looks so familiar. Is this the one that you shot?
Yeah, it's something like six chickens or something.
Yeah. So it's got like the little targets poking up from the sides of either side of a no-shoot, and there's three sets of them.
Yep. And you shoot one on each, reload, one on each strong hand only.
They had that one, and I didn't do that well at it. I didn't clip any no shoots though, which is good.
Yes.
What would you say is your favorite drill that you've shot that you enjoy, or even the thrills? They have a thrill category where it's not like leaderboards and stuff. It's just like free range stuff, like the zombies and things like that.
My favorite one right now, and I'm not blaming the machine. I just find it, I want to see where the limitations are on it. So it's got three little poppers that, and any one popper activates a swinger.
Oh, that was the last one I did before I turned it off and got mad.
So any three of the poppers activate the swinger. You got to hit all three poppers, and then the swinger comes out, and you're to put six rounds on the swinger. I've done this in my regular live fire practice, and I'm not that bad at it. This one, it's like impossible for me to get alphas. So I don't know if it's me. I did read somewhere that the game has a problem with the shooting and moving portion part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how accurate that is. So that's been my favorite because it's a challenge so far. And there's another one that says that's called Don't Miss. And I think it's like, if you were to take Accelerator and another focused drill with smaller ones. So it's a piece of paper, a very small steel plate, three of them in a row, but they have no shoots behind them.
Oh, that one was really hard for me. Then, blue steel.
Then they have an open piece of blue steel. And then an open paper, and then another closer paper. So it's a lot of throttle control, a lot of fast transitions. Like, to me, that's a very, very, very good little practice stage.
Mm-hmm. I did that one quite a few times, and I did not hit the no shoots behind the mini plates at all. But it was a challenge. It really was.
Jackie got distracted. Let's finish the podcast. On to questions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I also had a week in shooting, I suppose.
In the real world.
In the real world, which is a mixture of both because I had trouble waking up that morning. And I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can get my eyes and my brain working. So I actually put on the Ace and ran just a few of the stages just to shoot back and forth, get the eyes moving quickly. I mean, I don't know if it helped. It helped wake me up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went and shot a local match. I brought all the toys with, so people could see that have been asking. I brought the new OA Defense, previously known as Oracle Arms 2311. The new Platypus with all of its features. The new texture bull barrel. And the alien that I've been playing with and Jackie's been playing with.
That's not a normal alien anymore because it's been
it upgraded. Is not. Yeah, it
so
is.
So let me upgrade you.
Yeah. It has a Holosun 507 comp on it. My weighted X300. brass lock palm swell grips and Cortec Armory magwell and extensions and followers. Mm-hmm. So it's ironically, I built this gun before I knew Lago was coming out with their new limited optics gun. Mm-hmm. So I have the limited optics Alien at home and they made their own.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that Lago's like, you know what? We should send you that because I would love to see how mine compares to theirs.
Side by side them. Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Send it.
Shot the local match. Pretty good. Made some mental errors because I haven't shot a match in a while. Doesn't feel like I've shot a match in a while.
You shot like practice nights and stuff.
Yeah, just a couple.
But like, I mean, if I say you did one a month this whole time since October, that might be over-exaggerating.
Yeah. A couple mental errors. I mean, using the Alien, it's not my main gun. But I had a ton of fun. I was on an awesome squad with a lot of our Chi-Town gunslingers. Yeah, the Alien shot well, ran like a top.
I was just going to ask, any hiccups or... Good.
Yep, ran awesome. Shoots very, very flat.
How's your hand?
Good.
Good.
Yep, pretty good.
Better than my hands right now.
Yeah, ironically. Oh, how the turns have tabled.
Yes.
All right, we asked for questions. You guys sent in some questions. Let's go.
Yeah, first question in, favorite carry gun. I'll let you go first.
I mean, if I had to pick one, it would be a Shield Plus.
Yeah. I do enjoy shooting a Shield Plus more as a carry-sized gun, but I'm going to have to go with my good old dependable P365 with the Spectre Comp Slide.
Okay. How much time a week do you spend on the range? Well, now we seem we have to specify. The real range, the virtual range...
Dry Which fire range? In general. I personally don't get much dry fire in, but that is my goal for I don't get much live fire in outside of match settings. My goal this year is to get a minimum of 2 mags through either my carry gun or my competition gun every single week. It doesn't need to be a long session. It just needs to be something to remind me of what I'm doing and what I need to be working on throughout the week during my dry fire and my virtual training.
Yeah, I don't get as much as I would like, because I think most of us would always love to have more.
Mm-hmm.
But I usually get around 1 a week is my average.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 1 a week. And when I do it, it's usually about 2-ish hours.
I think that the time you spend on the range is, you know, it's going to vary from person to person. And it's all going to be, it's like, oh, how much time do you spend studying for a test? Well, that depends. What kind of study habits do you have?
Right.
You know, you can get a lot done in a short amount of time and be very efficient with it. You can be kind of lackadaisy and just mundane, and now you're not making any kind of progress at all. So it is, you know, you do need to be intentional with the time on the range. You got to figure, you know, your dry fire time at home should be just as important as far as your priorities go and what you're learning, how much time you're putting in, if you're really actually learning something or if you're just mindlessly going through the motions because you're watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine on TV at the same time.
Let's see. You think Stealth Arms would ever do financing like some other makers do? So, I don't know if other makers technically... I mean, I guess some of them do. Most people, it's sold through like a actual dealer.
Yeah, the dealers offer crediting and that comes, you know, through their distributor plans. That,
right.
With a central organization.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Cruz... Favorite firearm for self-defense scenarios? Kind of covered that with favorite carry gun.
Ah, but you're missing something. You're missing home defense and outside of the home, shit hits the fan defense.
Isn't that like a carry gun?
Not if shit hits the fan. Conceal what?
Oh my god. Alright, go ahead.
Alright, home defense.
AR-15.
So I would be inclined to go with that. Everything in me knows that I have way more experience with a handgun. Like, I'm way more confident with a handgun. I would have to go with a full-size 9mm, be like, you know, your Glock 34, the Platypus, something full-size 9mm that I can put more rounds in for defense. Because I know I can manage it, I can manipulate it with my eyes closed. Where on an AR, you know, a shotgun, any other kind of platform, I would not be as confident as that's, you know, second nature type thing.
That should be your goal for 24.
Get more comfortable with the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Learn a new platform. That's what I'm doing with the shotgun.
Well, I mean, learning and, like, perfecting and finessing. I mean, really and learning. Really, yeah.
Learning for an industry professional is not the same for someone that's learning just to have it in their closet. Like, learning for you is diving into the deep end.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing with the shotgun. That's why I put a lot of focus on the shotgun. That's my goal this year, is to learn to shoot that better, be more efficient with it, and kind of, you know, does it still have its place? I think it does, but we'll see.
And then the shit hits the fan. Everything.
Yeah. All the things.
All the things in all the pockets, on all the belts. Shoulder holster over my winter coat. The whole nine yards. Everything goes. All right. Next question we did. I mean, it was like a very simple question. It was regarding the video that we put up, which was Tony's match footage from Sunday with the alien. The question was, what pistol is Tony using? And we've covered that.
I'm using the Lago Arms Alien Retro.
Yep. Decked out to the nines.
As decked out as one could be.
Right. It is still limited in support, you know, aftermarket support.
Right.
But
we'll have a video coming out to tell you exactly what companies offer support for it.
Are there any race-style holsters for the Platypus with the squared trigger guard?
Yes.
So the one that I'm aware of is the only black, one that I know the for black sure. Scorpion Gear race holster. What I'm currently using for mine, and I believe you're using the same thing for yours. We both have lights attached to the front.
Yeah.
And we're running them in a Black Hawk Omnivore.
Yep.
Because it doesn't matter what gun you put in there, it's attached to the light.
Right.
So it doesn't matter if I have a full rail, a partial rail, square trigger guard, rounded trigger guard. Right. So that's what we're both currently using. But I would really like to get that Black Scorpion race holster for the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. Yummy.
Okie dokes.
Do you plan to stick with the Black Hawk for a bit, or were you looking to get one of those as well? Were you thinking something else? Were you thinking Frankensteining and modifying something?
I do so much switching with the guns for testing and other stuff. It's just easier for me to have the Omnivore on the belt.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't mind it. It's just it's the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any other questions?
We did. From our fellow Chicago gunslinger, Nick the Gun Chick, who I got to shoot with on Sunday. Did you find me a child-size Gat that has 20-plus round go sticks? Not yet, but I'm currently working on it. Now, I'll give you a little backstory on this. Nick the Gun Chick, who you should follow on Instagram, and that's at NIC the Gun Chick. Very petite lady.
She makes me look like an average to tall sized woman.
Yes.
I love her. She's fun sized. I want to put her in my pocket.
Yeah, you and her have the same. Ooh, how do we say this without getting punched? Very firecracker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a short girl thing.
It's got to be. Yep.
Yeah.
So, we've talked, Nick and I have talked back and forth about the problem she has with guns. But I always thought it was like, I've heard that before. I've been in the industry a while. No big deal. But I finally got to witness it when I RO'd on a couple stages at the match. And I feel for this girl in the worst way. So she's shooting a staccato P at the moment. When she grips the gun, basically the second joint in her thumb is depressing the grip safety at the back. When she draws, she brings her support hand up. She has to disengage the manual safety with her support thumb and then grip the gun and continue to shoot like a boss. She shoots really well. And when she wants to drop the mag, she has to use her support side hand thumb to drop the mag and then grab another one and go. The smallest hands I've ever seen on an adult. Sans maybe an actual midget. Or little person, trolls, whatever they're called. She has very, very, very tiny hands. So I told her I was going to make it my mission. As a professional in this industry, I like solving these types of problems. I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. I will find you a gun that does 20 plus in the mag that you could use for competition that'll fit your troll size hands.
Well, there was one that you were looking at. I think we were discussing and running around whether or not 17 is the most she can get or if someone makes extensions for it.
So I did find that. So far it is a company, Shalotech, and it would be using their flex frame system for the P365 of all things, which is good.
Very thin. Right. Very thin grip.
Very thin. Uses 365 mags. So that means you can use the factory 17 round macro mags. Mm-hmm. And I found, believe TacDev, they have the highest capacity extension I've seen, which is +4. Okay. Which, if you're counting, technically is 20 plus.
21.
I'm saying it goes under the 20 plus.
Right.
Everyone else I see is a +3. Mm-hmm. So they're right at the 20 plus. Tech Dev is the only one I've seen that's a +4. And that's not including playing the file, you know, the file game with followers. Mm-hmm. So there's hope, Nick. We're going to get you a gun that you can actually grip properly and, you know, then let the throttle down.
Yep.
I felt so bad. There were tears falling from my eyes watching, like, the draw. And I was like, oh, my God.
So tiny.
Like, how are you? Like, I'm impressed. Like, impressed the hell out of me that you can do that with, like, that's the equivalent of me holding the gun with, like, my middle finger and my thumb. And then, like, well, the middle finger and thumb on my other hand. Mm-hmm. Like, so, great job shooting, Nick. And I will help you. We'll get this sorted. Don't worry. Jackie's on the prowl with me to find something.
Yes. We will find something. Also, next time we shoot together, I need a high five in slow motion so I can see how small your hand really is. Thank you. Did you just put that together?
Yes.
Okay. I
did. That's it, guys.
That's all for questions.
That's it for this week's show.
That is it for this week's show. So next week, we are going to be putting our questions up Monday morning. So keep an eye out on Instagram and Facebook posts and stories. If you have something you want to submit, that's the place to do it at the last minute in the 23rd hour before we actually record our show on Monday evenings. You can always shoot us an email at pewtimepodcast@gmail.com. Check out all your cool range swag at leftload.com.
And if you get a chance, go follow us and subscribe on YouTube at Laugh and Load. We have more SHOT Show videos dropping this week on some of the new product that came out. So if you go over there, check those out. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you get a chance, rate, review the podcast because it helps. We are growing. We have big podcast news coming in the near future. And we're very excited to show it, but it wouldn't be possible without y'all. We love you very much. This one's going out on time. Told you it would happen. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.